It's 2 months since the Northern Territory government went back to the future with a trial to remove speed limits on a main highway. Now it's preparing to expand the trial ahead of a final decision on whether and where the policy should become permanent. Simon Fraser reports.
The Stuart Highway heading north from Alice Springs is straight, long and often empty except for the odd road train or grey nomad.
In fact, this part of the road, there's no speed limit. So if you had a really, really fast car and not an old Hilux with a caravan in the back, you could get along pretty quick. Mind you, it's a little bit bumpy.
It's a temptation that's drawn many since a no-speed limit trial began on a 200-kilometre stretch of the highway 2 months ago. Online videos document some of those seeking to capitalise.
I believe it's been a success so far. Anecdotal evidence that I've received is that, people are behaving themselves.
Peter Stiles is the Northern Territory's Transport Minister.
We've always said and asked people that it's their responsibility to drive to the conditions of the road, the condition of their vehicle, to their own capabilities in relation to driver understanding and driver knowledge. Generally, most people have. The police have indicated that everyone seems to be doing the right thing out there. The truckies that we've spoken to and the trucking people have said that they're very pleased.
He says the government's already preparing to extend the trial.
We said we'd have a 12-month trial, and as part of that, we're looking at various sections of road, both on the Stuart Highway and on the Barkly Highway, that may be available to open up as part of the trial.
The policy was an election promise and reversed the abolition of speed limit free roads in 2007. Road safety experts condemned the trial when it began, and its success so far hasn't shifted their thinking. Ian Foulkes is a researcher with the Centre for Accident Research and Road Safety at the Queensland University of Technology.
It's not the kind of road that's like an autobahn where you would want to go really fast. I think this has been something very positive in terms of Australian driving population in that they haven't been silly and haven't gone for very high speeds.
Does the fact that there's been no disastrous events prove that the NT government's policy is sound?
No, I think it proves that people are sensible, even if the government decision is not as sensible as I would like.
He says expanding the 12-month trial so soon after it's begun makes little sense.
Any decision to actually introduce further stretches of Northern Territory Highway to a no-speed limit policy are really based on anecdotal information, and that's not good enough. We really should be trying as much as possible to base it on really good data and really good evidence.
The trial was approved based on four consultants' reports. A Freedom of Information request by PM was rebuffed by the NT government on the basis that releasing the reports would breach cabinet confidence. Five invoices totalling nearly $140,000 up to May last year have been provided, but they give no clues to the work involved. Peter Stiles says such advice will be essential as the government decides whether the trial becomes permanent.
That won't happen until the final audits and assessments have done, and from all those audits and assessments that have been done across the National Highway Network in the Territory, there will be a report pulled together from all of that information, and then it will go to government for its consideration to decide, will we have open speed limits again, will we not, will it be restricted to, you know, a certain part of the highway. So we're a long way from that decision.
Northern Territory Transport Minister Peter Stiles ending Simon Fraser's report.